You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive. Progressive helps you compare direct auto rates from a variety of companies so you can find a great one, even if it's not with them. Quote today at progressive.com to find a rate that works with your budget. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. This episode contains explicit language. Jhené Aiko is a Grammy-nominated singer and songwriter. She's released 3 albums so far, and in addition to her own records, she's been a featured guest vocalist on songs by Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Childish Gambino, and many others. In 2017, she released her 3rd album, Trip, which debuted at number 5 on the Billboard charts and includes the song Sativa. Sativa features guest vocals from Swae Lee, who's one half of the band Ray Shrimmered. In this episode, Jhené tells a story of how Sativa was first made and how it got stuck, and then how it got unstuck. I spoke to her along with producer Brian Warfield of the production duo Fisticuffs, who made the beat.
Why you make it so complicated? Off the drink, we concentrated.
My name is Jhené Aiko.
And my name is Brian Warfield. I'm a producer. I'm one half of Fisticuffs.
Fisticuffs are Mac and Brian. They produced my first mixtape and the majority of all of my albums. So yeah, they're my guys.
We started with the chords. Just the airy chords. That specific sound was like a chord stab that I found. And from there, just pitched it to different keys. With Jhené, it's like, that's kind of like the vibe that we set. It's just real airy, smooth. Her vocal tone is just so smooth that it'd be kind of like to play off that. But at the same time, we'd like to have the bass in there. Stuff that hits, you know, it's kind of like a juxtapose. You have the smooth vocals, but just the grimy beat underneath. So actually, that was a drum loop that I found. And I chopped it up a little bit, and then I added my own other drums on top of it, too. There's like some snaps, extra hi-hats, just like percussion to kind of fill it in. And then the little vocal sample came in. A lot of times, you know, when you buy a keyboard, they're set with stock sounds that everybody can use, but taking a vocal hit like that and then pitching it out and turning that into like a keyboard sound. Now it's like you have your own original sound. And then play for Jhené, see if she likes it.
Whenever I go to the Fisticuffs studio, it's always just like visiting my brothers. Brian was just playing me tracks, and that one stood out because he named it Sativa. And Sativa happens to be my favorite strain of weed. I heard the beat and I was like, definitely, I want that. I have to write to this. But I didn't know what I was gonna say. So I did a scratch vocal. I went in and just did a melody. I had a few words, but really no direction. I wanted it to be really simple and like easy. So I said, I'ma keep it simple with you, baby.
I'ma keep it simple with you, baby. You know I don't ever play no game.
And then it was like gibberish.
As soon as she laid the melodies, I was like, okay, good, like there's a vibe here.
And definitely around that time, there was no pressure to like finish up a project or put anything out. So that track was something that I revisited like every couple of months, because that's what I like to do. I like to just get the track, play it in my car when I'm driving around so that I can really think of a cool melody, a cool concept, nothing forced, you know, something that just comes with me, that just flows. And I just really enjoyed listening to the track even without me singing on it.
But there's a thing called demoitis. When you sit with something for so long, sometimes you kind of get stuck, and so it could be hard to step away from that.
And everyone would be like, you should just put this out with no words. People could just make up their own words. So I was living with it, and I was just like, oh, like, I'm stuck to this melody, but I don't know what to say. And I pretty much had it for like a year, listened to the melody for like a year. And now we're in album mode. I was in the studio with Amir Johnson, another producer working on another song for Trip, the album. And we were just talking about like what's missing from the album. And I pulled up Sativa and he's like, you know who would sound really good on this? Swae Lee. And I was like, oh my God, that's such a great idea because I'm a big fan of Ray Shrimmer. Hey.
No flex, zone. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. They know better. Hey. They know better.
I don't listen to a lot of new music or know a lot of new artists. So when he said that, I was like, oh, I know him. Like, and I actually know their songs and I really am a fan from the first song I heard of theirs. I was like, oh, who is this? Just their voices alone, like the tone. They sounded like 12 years old, but I loved it. They just reminded me of like kittens. I know that's weird. I love kittens, so like kittens are like my life. And so Amir, he like set it up. This was happening at No ID's studio.
That's where Swae Lee came and met us at?
He came in and then I pulled up Sativa and I was like, this is what I had in mind for you. He loved it. And he's just like, all right, let me go in there right now. So my expectation was that Swae Lee was going to come into the studio and like do a verse, like 16 bars. But he goes in and just does like a complete song.
He was like, all right, boom, let me get another track. So he pretty much did like three tracks like all the way down.
And I'm like, oh, he was freestyling, you know, but it was like, it all made sense. And it was very exciting because I don't work like that. You know what I mean? Like I take my time, but he just came in. It was like super fast. From there, I got to select what I wanted to keep of his vocals. We sort of just sort through them and like treat it like a puzzle. Like, oh, maybe this section should go here or no, maybe it should go here. And we like play around with it. And then Brian, he'll chop it up to where it's like a song.
Okay, like now this is the hook and then let's make this the verse.
And Swae Lee essentially came up with the hook.
Why you make it so complicated? Off the drain, we concentrating. I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container.
We've been sitting with it for so long that it was nice to just have like a new spark to it.
He just set the tone. Like, okay, we're at a party. It's sexy. We're smoking weed.
So the first chorus is only Swae Lee. And then the second one, yeah, Janae puts a harmony on top of Swae Lee's chorus.
Why you make it so complicated? Off the drink, we concentrated. I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container.
So that just gives it a little different vibe.
And then the last hook is us going back and forth.
We spend cash for entertainment.
There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying.
It's me and you and we making arrangements.
It's you and me and we making arrangements.
I love his voice and I love my voice, but I didn't know what they would sound like together, so I was pleasantly surprised when we did the song, you know, because people have good voices, but it's not always compatible with one another. That is really cool when you can find someone that your voices blend really well together. So after Swae Lee came through, I had a second wind. I was just inspired, really. He gave me a little more direction when I heard what he had put down. I was like, oh, I got it.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I'm so high in here, been smoking on this weed. Told him go and take a shot on three. Told him drinks, it's on me.
And then I got to work in Sativa in my second verse. Sativa is known to have more of like a energetic, creative feel. I am a low energy type of person naturally. So Sativa makes me feel like I wanna like sing, I wanna write something, and it just gives me some type of energy. So I was like, oh, I know I should do something a little more rappy right here.
You came through with that Sativa, and it could be having me stuck. You know just how to keep me up. You know it, better believe it.
My rapper spirit just came through. So yeah, I'm a rapper now.
You came through with that sativa, and it could be having me stuck. You know just how to keep me up. You know it, better believe it.
I'm really specific about how I like my vocals blended. Three-part harmony, stack each note, keep it smooth, put a little reverb on there. The B section is one of the only parts in this song that has harmonies like that.
Get ready, and now we're on. I said I'm ready, hold the phone.
This part sort of like brings that sexy feel. A lot of the times when I perform this part, all the girls in the audience are like doing some type of like body wave. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, okay. Like this is what this is giving off. And then after all the harmonies and everything, I do a few ad-lib tracks.
Get ready.
Oh, yes, I'm ready.
Ready. 90% of my songs I write completely myself. Melody, lyrics, everything. And with my music, I usually am super personal and it's like a story that has happened and I'm being like extra real about it. But once I'm done with that song, like sometimes it's even like I don't even want to perform it because it's like, oh, I've got that off my chest. But for a song like Sativa, it was just like a completely imagined scenario. And I think that has a lot to do with Swae Lee coming and like swagging it out because I don't really go out to parties and just meet random people and pay for their drinks, like I say on the song.
Why you make it so complicated?
Off the drink, we concentrated.
I know you won't leave me hanging.
Smoking weed out the container.
But I don't think these two characters are singing to each other. I think they're at the party with the same intentions and they're both like on the prowl on some player shit. Like it's not a relationship type of song. They came there like as a duo, I think. They might be like competing for like who's gonna get the most numbers by the end of the night. It's just two people on the same wave.
Spending cash for entertainment.
Yeah.
We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
And now, here's Sativa by Janae Aiko, featuring Swae Lee in its entirety.
Yeah. Oh. Oh.
Yeah.
Why you make it so complicated? Off the drink, we concentrated. I know you won't leave me hanging. Smoking weed out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Is it hot in here or is it just me? I'm so high in here, been smoking on this weed. Told him go and take a shot on three. Told him drinks is on me. Yeah, the drinks are on me. I said now go and take a shot on me. Only drug a bitch's on is a tree. But I lasted 10 rounds like a freak, like a G.
I know you won't leave me hanging.
smoking weed out the container. We spend cash for entertainment. There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements. It's you and me and we making arrangements.
I'll keep it simple, baby. I'ma keep it simple with you, baby. You know I don't ever play no games. You know I don't ever complicate it. Got me feeling some type of way. Concentrating, concentrating on the way you keep the rhythm. Oh my God, I'm glad you came. You came through with that sativa. And the could be having me stuck. You know just how to keep me up. You know it, better believe it. Oh yeah, get ready. We concentrating.
I know you won't leave me hanging.
Smoking weed out the container.
We spend cash for entertainment.
There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying.
It's me and you and we making arrangements.
It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Why you make it so complicated?
Why you make it so complicated?
Off the drink, we concentrate.
Off the drink, we concentrate.
I know you won't leave me hanging.
I know.
Smoking weed out the container.
We smoke.
We spend cash for entertainment.
Yeah.
There's more where that came from, that's all I'm saying. It's me and you and we making arrangements.
Me and you.
It's you and me and we making arrangements.
Visit songexploder.net to learn more about Jhené Aiko and for a link to buy or stream this song. If you heard about a sponsor in this episode and you want to learn more, you can always go to songexploder.net/sponsors to find all of the current offers available to Song Exploder listeners. This episode was produced by me, along with Christian Kunz, with booking by Mac Burris and production help from intern Olivia Wood. The illustrations for Song Exploder are by Carlos Lerma. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a collective of fiercely independent podcasts. You can learn about all of our shows at radiotopia.fm. Let me know your thoughts on this episode. You can find Song Exploder on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Song Exploder. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening.
Radiotopia.